So it's based on a novel by Iridian Brooke, and it's a post-war sort of pot-boiling story. Keira Knightley is Rachel Morgan. She's the wife of a British forces officer, Lewis, played by Jason Clarke, who also, incidentally, is in Serenity. And I saw these two movies back to back. So it was Jason Clarke in one and Jason Clarke in the other. And he's tasked with helping to rebuild Germany after the war. So that's his job. He's part of the British forces who are rebuilding Hamburg. And he and his wife are rehomed in this mansion that used to be owned by Alexander Skarsgård's character and his daughter's character. They arrive and the German occupants expect to be thrown out, but they're told, no, it's okay, look, you know, we can all live here together. Why don't you live upstairs and we'll live downstairs. So he is grieving the death of his wife and his daughter is grieving the death of her mother during the war. Meanwhile, Rachel, the character played by Keira Knightley, has a hidden hurt that is not immediately revealed. And she wants her husband to be loving and caring, but he's away all the time. He's always off, you know, doing the rebuilding. And he's also a very emotionally cold man and a very emotionally sterile man. And in the center of this, of the house, of the main living room, is a piano. And you literally are introduced to the piano and you know the piano is going to be significant. And the piano has emotional significance for him and it also has some significance for her. She hasn't played piano for a while. And inevitably, there will be long days in which her husband is away and she might be drawn to playing the piano. And she might be drawn to playing the piano, at which point the hunky German might come in because he's hearing the piano. I mean, you know, I don't know whether you could see any of this coming. But so anyway, one day he comes back in, having been involved in a violent protest, and he's got some wounds, and she must tend to them.
That's not necessary.
You've got grit in it. This is going to hurt.
You've been avoiding me.
Have I? I don't think so.
I was going to apologize.
For what? Don't.
I was going to, but I won't.
Can I just say, in that clip?
Yes.
There's a bit, Keira Knightley says, you've got grit in it.
Yes.
Right. And then she opens a beer.
It's not a beer.
Can we just play that again?
Well, that's not necessary.
You've got grit in it.
There you go. That's a Corona. That's a Peroni.
She cracks open a six-pack and says, you've got grit in it. Don't worry.
Is that not right?
No, that's not what actually happens, but you're right. That's very good. So Alexander Skarsgård, they share a beer together and they put the world to rights.
Fine.
And then everything.
It's fine. That kind of film.
So this is an odd and, I have to say, not good film. I was very, very impressed by Keira Knightley in Colette. And in fact, I think she's been great in a number of things recently. Actually, going right back to The Duchess, which is, you know, however long it is, 10 years ago. You know, sometimes when you're watching a film and you think, OK, what is it about this that doesn't work? And the answer is everything. And it's a really strange thing that it's a film with, you know, a starry cast and handsome production design and the potential for a sort of, you know, passionate intrigue. And yet it is utterly inert and completely stagey and occasionally bordering on being laughable. And it's not down to the cast, because I think they're all doing the very best they can with material that's essentially not particularly roadworthy. And it's not down to all the other, you know, things involved, the way in which the film looks and the production's done it. It's down to the fact that somehow it just sits there on the screen and doesn't do anything that's surprising and doesn't do anything that you didn't see coming. And it's directed by James Kent, who directed Testament of Youth and is clearly somebody, you know, who understands how to put a film together. And yet it's a completely inert, again, theatrical experience in which what you see is a bunch of stars acting a bunch of things wearing costumes in what looked like settings for a film. At no point in the film did I ever buy into any of the characters. At no point in the film did I believe any of the characters. At no point in the film was I surprised by anything that happened. Right up to when we get to the final act, and you think one thing's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And I almost in the cinema started going, okay, here we go, 4, 3. And there it is. And so, yeah, very, very predictable, very stodgy, very staid. Goes down well with a cup of tea, misses in that old, Monty, whoever it was, the Enemy reviewer said. But just absolutely a wet Wednesday afternoon's viewing and not much other than that.
It's not been a good week so far for the established stars like Kira and Matthew.